Over the past several years of deep recession across Europe, the people of Greece have played the role of lab rat in the European Union's experiment with harsh austerity policies. The European Commission, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Central Bank, collectively known as the Troika, provided bailout funds to Greece, which was in danger of defaulting on its external debt, in exchange for mandating dramatic cuts in social spending, massive layoffs and pay freezes in the public sector, reduced pensions, and increased taxes. While advocates of austerity argued that the harsh measures were imposed to revive the Greek economy, instead Greece continues to experience its worst economic decline since World War II. The unemployment rate in Greece now stands at 26.8%, the highest in Europe, with an accompanying major drop in gross domestic product. Further, the average wage in Greece has fallen to 74% of the EU average, with a steep rise in poverty, homelessness, and a breakdown of the nation's social safety net. Reacting to the crippled economy, labor strikes and militant protests have become the norm across Greece, causing many citizens to lose faith in their political system. In the midst of the economic and political chaos, Syriza, the coalition of the radical left, Greece's main opposition party, is now leading in public opinion polls and could be well placed to win power in the next election. Alexis Tsipras, leader of the Syriza parliamentary group, recently visited the U.S., where he spoke at a number of venues, including the City University of New York. Here we present an excerpt of his January 25th talk on anti-austerity politics in Greece, Europe, and beyond.
I'm coming from the country which has chosen as the guinea pig, the testing tube, in the so-called attempt of the European Union leadership to resolve the economic crisis. Greece is experiencing these past years the biggest humanitarian crisis that any country has ever experienced under peace conditions. In my country, the people of lower incomes that have not created the crisis are paying for it. Workers are losing their jobs and their income is being dramatically decreased. Young people of an educated and skilled generation are migrating. Pensioners are watching their standards of living going back to that they had when they were young children. 2.5 years of the implementation of the memorandum have rendered Greece into a desert country. We are already on the 5th year of recession for the Greek economy. This is an unprecedented economic and social tragedy in Europe, and I believe that this is an unprecedented economic and social tragedy in whole Europe post-war history. The GDP fell by 25%. The poverty level climbed from 23% of the population in 2008 to 30% in 2012. At the same time, the new liberals say that the crisis is a big opportunity. But the question is, opportunity for whom? The answer is a big opportunity for the rich to become even richer, a big opportunity to eliminate labor rights conquered a century ago, a big opportunity for private capital, local as well as global, a big opportunity for private capital to obtain the public wealth and the public space. So, the conservative circle says that we are dangerous because we are stating the obvious, because we say that the memorandum, recession and austerity, is opposed to the laws of economics, is opposed to the laws of humanism. Syriza's radical left politics is not about getting Greece out of the Eurozone, and they know that well. But they say that we are dangerous. Yes, we are dangerous for this strategy. Our radical left label signifies that we are ready to radically reform the state in order to create a stable environment of justice, redistribution of wealth, and investment. It signifies that we will demand a new deal for Europe that mobilizes our contingents, productive capacities against want, against poverty, and against hopelessness. It signifies that the neoliberal memorandum is finished, that the neoliberal memorandum is dead, and it's time for Greek, European, and global reconstruction plan that puts people over profits. We were initially used as the guinea pig. We now stand as an example, as a paradigm. People in Spain, in Italy, Portugal, look upon Greece and see pictures of their own future. That is why, if things change in Greece, the whole European picture will change. Austerity, if you have a political change in Greece, austerity will be questioned in the heart of Europe and in whole Europe. And the need for the new fundamentals of the European Union will be hard to deny. Dear friends, thank you that you tried to understand what I said. And I hope that we have a common interests. So if we have common interests, we have a common language. Thank you very much.
That was Alexis Tsipras, leader of Syriza, the coalition of the radical left, Greece's main opposition party. This segment was recorded at the City University of New York on January 25th. For more analysis on Greece and the European economic crisis, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.